This is Covered in Cum, Jim Shower Room Fantasy. Written and read by Sundial. Warning, this is a fantasy about being tied to a drain in a gym and covered in cum. There's an element of non-consent, though it's obviously a fantasy. There's also a nice spanking by a very powerful person at the end of it. But, of course, that's not the focus in this one. I wonder what it's like to be completely covered in cum. That got your attention. Tell me more, you say. A place with loads of blokes. The shower room of a swimming pool. Or no, it's a gym. It's a big square room, just open. No cubicles. There are a few shower heads attached to walls opposite each other. Six on one side, six on the other. And then there's me, kneeling naked in the middle of the room. The floor of the room slopes down towards the drain I'm kneeling over. It's a metal grid. My hands are cuffed behind my back. The chain of the cuffs passes through the grid. So you know, I'm stuck. I can't get up. Dirty girl, you say. Let's take away all consent. I'm gagged. There's a small plaque tied around my neck. It sits just above my tits. It states in large capital letters, I love cum. A guy walks in carrying his towel. He stops short when he sees me. Wasn't expecting a naked chick in the middle of the room. He reads the sign. Did I mention he's also naked? I watch his dick react to what he reads on the sign. He steps closer, fisting and stroking his hardening cock. Wanking himself, he considers me. He walks a slow circle. And I feel him lean down, tugging at the chain that attaches me to the drain. He comes into sight again, still wanking hard, and, since he knows I can't stop him, he cops a casual feel of my tits. Just plays with them and gropes them until he comes, painting my chin with his cum. It's been less than a minute since he first clapped eyes on me. You are so dirty, you say. But there's approval in your voice. You stand up, free your cock, and start stroking it, right there in front of me. I move closer to the edge of the sofa, cup and stroke your balls. He goes to shower. I watch him. A bit of eye candy while I wait. And my legs get wet. The soapy, sweat-saturated water from his shower running into the drain beneath me. His cooling cum drips from my chin onto my chest. Two more come in. They also stop short when they see me. One steps closer, hunkers down and looks at the sign. Then at my face, and there's this shock of recognition that I know he feels as well. Mr. Muscles, you ask. I nod, grinning at you. You're wanking casually now, dick aimed at my face, and I'm already looking forward to your jizz. He watches the cum dripping onto my chest. Looks at the showering guy, and there's a threat in his eyes that attracts me enormously. I want him. Of course you do, you say.
You all right, love?
He asks me. I nod, and I can't help grinning around my gag. He stands, scratches his head. His buddy has no such scruples. Dick already in hand, he's wanking away. Oh, he paints my tits with his cum, then goes to shower. Mr. Muscles doesn't know what to do with himself. He takes his formidable form to the shower with a full-on hard-on. I get fascinated watching his wide dick bouncing with his movements. He washes his hair, eyes closed. Those pumped arm muscles, the very first thing I noticed about him when he turned me over his knee and spanked me before, straining. I'm staring, but under the circumstances, I feel no shame. After rinsing his hair, his eyes fasten immediately onto me again. Catches me staring at his dick. He finishes showering, steps towards me. We're the only two in the room now. You want this? Pointing at his dick. I nod again, and he begins to stroke his length. But there's still doubt in his eyes. It's the best I can manage through my gag. But he gets the idea. He fumbles with the knot for a moment before pulling the rag out of my mouth. I lick my lips looking at him. He's staring back at me. Seems to have forgotten his dick. I look at it. It's softening a little now. Looking back at his face. He's still looking at my eyes. I look at his dick again. Please, I say. And I lick my lips at him. He steps closer, presents his dick. I kneel up as much as the give in my cuffs will allow, still staring my greed at his dick. But I can't reach him. He moves behind me and sees the handcuffs. He takes the chain in his hands and pulls, but it won't break. Quality toys, you say. Only the best, I say, grinning up at you, gently squeezing your balls. He gives up, and I beg him again. He comes around in front of me. This time he squats, and I can reach his dick. Oh, he takes my head in his enormous hands, guides me down over his length so my lips touch his balls, and he grunts. He's super gentle with me, his grip light on my head. Pity, you say. Yeah, I know, I say. I reciprocate his gentleness with a slow, full-on tease of my tongue. He lets me have the illusion that I'm calling the shots, his hands falling away from my head. I glance up at him. He's an Adonis. His whole body taut, our muscles standing out. His hips are thrust forward, his enormous fists clenched there by his tree trunk-like thighs. His strength reminding me of my status here. He chooses that moment to meet my eyes again, and my submissive self is complete. I slide my lips over his cock, taking him in as deeply as I can.
Didn't you want to be covered in cum? You say.
I can tell from your voice. You're amused at me getting sidetracked by his physique. Yeah, so then a spin class ends, and a whole lot of men, 12 or so, come into the room. We hear them talking before we see them. I look up at him. He's frowning at the doorway. He wants to be alone with me while he fucks my mouth. His hands get possessive. They fasten onto my head. Oh, much more firmly than before. The men come in. Silence descends when they see what's happening. They stand frozen, surprised by this real-life porn scene happening right in front of them.
Read the damn sign,
Mr. Muscles growls. And he continues his gentle fuckery of my mouth.
Very helpful, you say. Yeah, I'm smiling at you again.
One of them ventures over. He's careful not to touch Mr. Muscles. Picks up the sign.
I love cum, he reads to the others. Her mouth is mine.
Oh, he's growling at them still, that possessiveness a clear statement in his voice. He's completely alpha, and everyone in the room knows it. The other men gather around, watching me take him to the hilt with each thrust. He's owning me completely in his possessiveness.
You're loving this, aren't you? You say. Oh, God, yes, I say. I take a moment's break in my fantasy weaving to take you into my mouth, to tease you with my tongue. You say.
Yeah, so I'm on my knees, chained to the drain, and I'm surrounded by men now. One of them starts to play. Everywhere I glance, I see straining dicks being fisted, and he's sliding in and out of my mouth as though he owns me. I look up at him again. He's staring down at me. We hold eyes for a moment. He flicks a glance around at the other dicks, irritation plain on his face. His hands tighten again before he thrusts himself deeply into my throat. A grunt behind me. Someone unloads onto my back, the warmth dripping down between my ass cheeks. He's looking downright angry now, his cheeks reddening, a frown on his brow. But not with me, rather with the guy who just emptied his balls on me. The guy backs off fast, goes to take a shower. Ah, another comes, his spunk hitting my shoulder, running down my arm, and he earns the ire of Alpha. Oh, this seems to trigger a chain reaction. And in the next minute, I get covered in the spunk of the other 10. The circle of them is tight, and they jostle with each other in the moments of ejaculation to make sure they hit me. Oh, it's so deliciously humiliating.
Just your thing then, you say. Oh, hell yeah. And I take you into my mouth for some more hefty teasing.
Oh. It's running in sticky rivulets down my body, causing me to shiver. I look around the room. The men are all showering now. Torrents of dirty water sweeping by my legs to the drain. I look up at him. He's looking daggers around the room. The men hurry, and soon we're alone again. He pulls out of my mouth, goes behind me again, and this time, with his anger fueling him, when he pulls, the chain breaks in his hands. My legs are asleep from kneeling so long. He just reaches down and picks me up like I weigh nothing. I try to get my legs under me, but they're alive with pins and needles. I buckle, but he has me. He gently deposits me by the wall and switches a shower on. He washes the cum from the others off me. And once I'm clean, he thrusts his dick back in and takes his residual anger out on my mouth. And I'm loving it. Of course you are, you say. But then he stops. He takes the sign from my chest and pulls it over my head, throws it into a corner. And then he hoists me up onto his shoulder, his arm around my upper thighs, ass and cunt on display. I struggle, earn myself a good hard spank for my trouble. My clit thrills. He stalks out of the changing room, his dick wobbling along in front of him. He amasses quite a following on his way through the gym. We get to the free weights area, where you are of course waiting. 10 of the best. You ask him, and he nods. You signal that it's okay by you. This is his kink, but it's also mine. Ah, bent over his knee on that training bench, I take the spanking he administers. With absolute joy, relishing being spanked in front of so many strangers by him again. After, he commands me down, and I suck his dick until he comes in my mouth. And I swallow every drop, my ass glowing white hot all the while, my clit still thrilling. Dirty girl, you say. Now stop talking and suck me off. That was Covered in Cum, Gym Shower Room Fantasy, written and read by Sundial. You can find more of my stuff, including self-produced audio, at goingdownwithsundial.com. And more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.